Welcome to the Scream Sisters podcast, women who love horror.
We're all just misfits and odds. We're running around the city at night, underneath the city lights, oh yeah.
Hi, this is Doug Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to the Scream Sisters. And you'd better keep listening, or I will tear your soul apart.
This is Misty from Scream Sisters. We're sitting here at Rockin' Shock. I got somebody with me.
What's up? This is Jessa Doom, everybody.
We're sitting here at Rockin' Shock, and we're doing all right. Sold some stuff.
Made some friends, connections.
Made some new connections. We interviewed Bill Moseley, so that'll be on the show. Possibly trying to get an interview with Ted Raimi. We'll work on that. We got some upcoming projects we're working on. The next show is going to be on Rob Zombie films.
And for you American Horror Story maniacs, we'll do a special American Horror Story show.
Yes, we'll probably do that when the season is up, so we don't do any spoilers or anything.
Well, I mean, we can always have a discussion about, we don't particularly talk about any spoilers, but if you notice, lately we've been having a lot of connections.
Yeah. The show's really, really, really incredible this season. But we're going to try and talk to some people here.
And we will get back to all of you.
We'll get back to all to you in a minute. I'm going to put it on pause.
Hello, everyone. I am Jessa Doom from the Scream Sisters. I am with New England Horror Writers. They're here. They got a nice little booth going. A lot of different books, a lot of artwork, a lot of fun, a lot of people. All right. I have Trisha here. Say hello.
Hello.
So tell me a little about what you guys do.
New England Horror Writers is a group of writers in the area of New England, and we write horror. What we do is we have an online presence, we network with each other, we mentor each other in a lot of cases, people will ask questions, so is this a good publisher to go with, what should I do to submit my manuscript, so we take honors of all levels, we speak with each other, we also come out to events, and we get tables and share. And that gives authors a chance to get more of their books out in front of people. Our members are everything from independently published to published with Big Five Traditional Publishing. So it's a good group of writers at all levels, going all the different paths. And it's a really positive, supportive community, which is one of the things that I like about it.
And it's great because it's a horror community.
Yes.
It's all about horror. Mm-hmm. Gotta love it.
Some of the scariest people I know are some of the sweetest, kindest, most generous people.
Oh my God, I agree.
Yeah.
Like
a lot
of the celebrities who play like evil mean characters
are
so nice.
Yes.
Like Kane Hodder, I interviewed him last year. He was like really down to earth guy, and I'm just like thinking to myself, I was afraid of you when I was little.
Yeah. Danny Trejo, who's been here a couple times, also wicked
sweet. Oh my
God.
Yes. I hear so many nice things about him.
Yeah.
But, all right. Is there anything else? Do you have any, do you want to promote any websites or anything?
Well, please check us out at newenglandhorror.org. We have several anthologies out currently. So those are all available on Amazon. There's, first one is Epitaphs, and then we started being wicked with our series. We've got Wicked Seasons, Wicked Tales, Wicked Witches, Wicked Haunted, and coming this October is going to be Wicked Weird, next August, Wicked Weird, which is coming out in time for Necronomicon, which is the Lovecraft convention down in Rhode Island, and it's Lovecraftian weird inspired tales.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. Well, that was Trisha from New England Horror Writers. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure too.
And
thank you.
As you know, it's Rock and Shock. Maybe we'll get a few other people in. If not, hey, maybe we'll leave you hanging. But not too much hanging. All right, Jessa Doom is out. Hello, everyone. I Jessa Doom. We are the Scream Sisters here at Rock and Shot 2018. I have a special guest with me, Spencer from Ice Nine Kills.
How are you?
So, how you liking the show so far?
It's been amazing. This is our second year at Rock and Shock, and it gets better every time. It's a perfect place for me with my band, Ice Nine Kills, and the Cleaver Clothing Company that I own. It's a big mix of metal and horror, and couldn't think of a better platform than to spread the word and meet really great people.
Yeah, and you were our neighbors last year, and you guys were very nice. Very nice neighbors.
We tried to be nice.
So, do you have any upcoming projects or anything in the works?
We just released our new studio album called The Silver Scream.
Okay.
And it's 13 songs based on 13 different horror films.
That's great. And I actually seen some of your videos. A lot of influence.
Yes, and we're making a movie that goes along with the album.
That's
so it's pretty
best.
Cool, yeah.
All right. So, something I'd like to ask our guests. Favorite horror movie?
That's a tough one, but I'd have to go with Scream.
Okay.
It basically includes all the things I love about the slasher genre, but turn the cliches on their head and really was self-referential, but at the same time, still violent and scary.
The way to do it.
Yes.
Now, do you have any websites or anything you just want to
You should
up?
Check out my clothing brand, Salem666.com, and come see us on tour this fall, winter with Atreyu.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Is Jessa Doom with the Scream Sisters, and I am out.
Hi, this is Misty. I'm sitting here with Bill Moseley. It's our annual interview. Well, we missed a year, but... So, Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's Sunday, which is always the slow and shaky day after a wild Saturday night at Rock and Shock. And I'm doing okay. I've had breakfast, had a couple eggs over easy, some reasonably crisp bacon, some Italian toast, coffee, and a glass of delicious fresh cider.
Nice. And pancakes.
So I'm doing good. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. So besides Free From Hell and Death House, what are the projects you have that you've been working on or worked on recently?
Well, I just, there's a movie I did with Corpsey from Girls and Corpses magazine.
All right.
And Corpsey wrote and produced a movie called Cynthia, which is a horror comedy starring Scout Taylor Compton.
Oh, cool.
And Sid Haig's in it. I'm in it. It's getting a lot of good press, really. And it's on VOD right now.
Oh, it is? Okay,
yeah,
I'll have to
Cynthia,
check it out.
Cynthia. And I play a transgender homeless person named Buttercup. And that was interesting change of pace for me. Not to mention a change of wardrobe.
Yeah.
I also have a scary clown movie coming out called Crepitus, C-R-E-P-I-T-U-S,
cool.
Which should be out pretty soon, I think. I shot that up in Sheboygan, Michigan a couple of winters ago, and that was actually fantastic. I really enjoyed working on it, and I finally got to play a scary clown, and being friends with Sid Haig as long as I have, I'm hoping that some of it is rubbed off on me.
Yeah. Because he plays a great scary clown.
He's a pretty scary clown.
Yeah.
Mine is a little more supernatural, but nonetheless heartfelt.
Cool. Looking
yes, I eat,
to it.
I eat children. That's kind of what I do. So.
Yum yum.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Death House, can you tell me a little bit about it? I heard it's coming out pretty soon.
I'm really glad. I've seen a rough cut of it, and
I did too.
I thought that Kane Hodder did a great job.
Oh my God, he was amazing.
Yeah, he really is amazing. It's really fun.
I
to
never
work
knew
with
he
Kane.
Can act like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know he's really good. And then of course it was based on an original script by Gunnar Hansen.
Yes.
The late great Gunnar Hansen, and Harrison Smith.
Mm-hmm. That, I met Harrison
yes.
Smith.
Certainly remolded it in to his vision. I thought he did a really pretty good job. It's a big project, and as a director, I think he really came into his own. I had a small but succulent part.
I liked what you did in the movie. I am not going to say anything. They showed it at Scarecon.
Yes.
To a very small audience, and that movie just freaking blew me away.
Oh, good.
I can't wait for it to come out so I can see it again.
Yes. And it should be coming soon. Harrison's pretty active on Twitter, so it's good that, you got to promote these days.
Yeah. And it was so different, complex situations that they put you through in that movie.
Yeah, I thought Barbara Crampton was good in it, Dee Wallace. There were a lot of, Vernon Wells, Michael Berryman. I mean, it really was a kind of a who's who.
Sid, Sean Whalen.
Yes, yeah, right.
It was like the horror movies version of Ocean 11.
I guess so, yeah.
That
was a lot of fun. We did that, that was a couple of years ago, too. And then I was just in Detroit a couple of months ago doing a scary puppet movie. Handy Dandy. So whenever that comes out, I'll have more to say about that. But that
was
a lot
of
fun. And I got to work with a great actor named Bill Oberst Jr.
Okay.
And Bill Oberst Jr. Also I worked with on Three from Hell.
Okay.
So it was fun to see him again.
There's a lot of excitement around Three from Hell.
There really is, and it's kind of it's fun to be coy, I guess, at least for a while. But really, I can't say anything about it other than Rob Zombie is editing it right now as we speak. On what is today, October 13th, maybe, or 14th, whatever it is. Rob is, I'm sure, hard at work even already today up in Connecticut somewhere. Editing Three from Hell. I've been told early 2019 release.
Awesome.
I text Rob or whatever and say, how's everything coming or how's it looking, he always seems to wax very poetic and enthusiastic. So I think he thinks this is going to be his best movie ever.
Wow.
Which is very
That's
exciting.
Saying something because all his movies are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, my friends and I were talking last night and we were just like, how the hell are they going to do this?
Right. Hey, how's it going? Hold on just for a second.
Okay. Okay, so we had a little bit of pause there.
Yeah.
We were talking about Three from Hell, I believe.
Yes, Three from Hell, saying that Rob is very excited about it. And I think Rob so far thinks it either could be or is his best movie ever.
That's amazing.
And when you hear that from the guy who's editing your footage and with whom you've worked on House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects and Halloween.
Yeah.
Music videos, et cetera, et cetera. It is very exciting. So
I'm
really looking forward to it.
I love how the different looks of Otis have gone throughout each movie.
Well, that's what I have on my table here. I have Otis in the cowboy hat, Otis in the face, that Otis, and then, of course,
Three
from
great.
Hell Otis.
I love Three from Hell Otis.
Three from Hell Otis is pretty
crazy.
You had
to grow that beard, huh?
Yeah.
I kept seeing pictures of you on Facebook, and I'm like, what is he preparing for?
Well, it took me about over a year to grow that beard.
Wow.
And it came in handy because last year at this time I was on my honeymoon to Iran.
Oh,
and
congratulations,
so I looked,
by the way.
Yes, thank you. I looked very much like, a lot of bearded men on the streets of Tehran and Esfahan.
So you figured you were just one of them.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good look for it. So, but after we were done Three from Hell, and I got, after Beard Lock was over, so there were no more reshoots, or I was given permission if I wanted to shave the beard. I went right to my favorite barber shop on Larchmont Boulevard in Los Angeles, and plunked down some extra cash and had the barber shop shave. And the first thing they did was they mowed it down with an electric razor. And Rob wanted me to collect the beard and put it in a plastic bag and give it to production, just in case if they needed a reshoot or something in the future, they could then, I guess, reassemble all my beard hairs into another beard.
Glue it off.
I figured it was probably would be easier just to come up with another beard, but
yeah.
You know, make
or they could auction it off for charity.
Well, I did that one time years ago. I was actually here at Rock and Shock, and it was during Hurricanes Rita and Katrina, and so we were doing like hurricane relief efforts here among the monsters, and I remember Joe Netter, who's an author that's here pretty much every year, raised some money to have his face tattooed on his ass. So on his left ass cheek, he has a tattoo of his own face. And so a lot of money was raised that way to send a Hurricane Katrina and Rita relief funds. And my idea was, I have a couple of close-ups of Otis, and I thought it would be a good idea to take some of the hair from the beard that I'd had in Devil's Rejects and maybe sell pictures on eBay, headshots, and glue some of my real beard hair onto the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And sell them. And I did. I put that up on eBay, and I think they were going for $50, and, you know, 45 of that was going to Hurricane Katrina Rita Relief Fund. And I sold, the first one I sold, and I sent it off, and then I got this message from on eBay, a message from the person who bought it, saying, thanks for the DNA.
Oh, shit.
And immediately I just imagined this guy, you know, killing somebody and then, you know, sprinkling my beard hair on the corpse.
They can always clone you.
Yeah. So I pulled the offer after that. So
oh my god, that's
that
stuff.
That was my dabbling with beard hair. I keep it pretty safe. So
yeah, I can understand.
I don't
that.
End up, you know, appearing on CSI.
So do you have anything else coming up? Anything movie wise?
No, just you know, auditioning. End of the year is usually, you know, it's October, so it's convention season. I'm traveling around. This weekend it's Worcester, Mass. Next weekend is going to be Nashville, Tennessee. Weekend after that, Orlando, Florida. Weekend after that, Chicago, Illinois. So that's pretty much taking up my time right now.
Okay.
Which is good because it's great to hang out with my fellow monsters. It's certainly great to meet and greet the fans. You know, it's kind of fun to spread the word that Free From Hell is coming, that it's going to be awesome, and that, you know, the fans don't have that much longer to wait.
Yeah. So have you watched any good horror movies lately?
I loved Get Out. I loved a science fiction, kind of horror science fiction by Leigh Whannell called Upgrade. But that was awesome. I liked Heredity a lot.
Didn't see that yet.
Hereditary, excuse me. And, yeah, so there's a bunch of different
movies.
Did you see Terrifier? I thought Get Out was fantastic. A Quiet Place I liked.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Did you see Terrifier?
No, I didn't see that.
See it.
Yeah?
Terrifier. It's really gory. Art the Clown is hysterical.
Yeah.
It's really well done.
Oh, good. Oh, you know what else I saw, which I don't really know if it... I guess it qualifies as a horror movie in a way, but more like horror science fiction. And that was a movie called Mandy.
Oh, I've been hearing about this movie.
Man, I love that. That was really...
I heard Nick Cage is amazing
in
it.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you
good.
For sitting down.
All right, well, thank you.
Good talking to you.
All right.
This is Jessa Doom from the Scream Sister at Rock and Shock 2018. I'm here with the lovely owner, of Twisted Vines. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Saren Cadaver, and I make custom Ouija boards. I also make funky little dolls. We've been doing custom boards for Michael Graves for about 2 years, and he's from the Misfits.
If you don't know who the Misfits are.
Yes, if you don't know who the Misfits are, then...
And if you're listening and you don't know who they are, shame on you.
You need to check them out. Michael is a great guy. We've been working with him for about 2 years. Amazing. We do everything from Slayer to Hello Kitty. So if you can dream it and you want it on a Ouija board, we can do it. We have three different sizes. We have a small mini board. We have a coffin-shaped board, and we also have a full-size standard board. Everything, again, is customizable, comes with a matching planchette, and they do work. We do warn people that, you know, use at your own risk, but they're fun. The possibilities are endless. So, as we say, it's the macabre, the sick, the twisted, but oddly adorable. So,
well, that's what we love here at the Scream Sisters.
Yes, yes, yes.
And... I need to see an American Horror Story one.
Oh, yes, you will. Yes, we've been actually watching people walk by and getting ideas for more boards.
Yes.
So, American Horror Story, I believe, is on the list, but if not, it's going on the list right now. We do have a Stranger Things board. That one has been spoken for, but we will definitely do more of those. And, you know, find us on Facebook, find us on Etsy. It's Twisted Vines. That's pretty much it. We do have... Instagram that we just started. So again, just look for us, Twisted Vines. And thank you.
You're welcome
for stopping by.
No problem. I've been following you for a while on your Facebook. So
yes, thank you.
And this is her first convention.
Yes, first convention ever for
Woo!
Me. Yes. This is like a new world for me. This is amazing.
Oh, and you fit right in.
Oh, I know. It's like, usually I'm super awkward, but all of these people are walking by and it's like, wow. I'm actually talking to people without getting, like, like, totally tongue-tied.
Well,
so
that's the thing. Once you start getting into doing, like, the conventions, especially the horror conventions, you kind of make, like, a family. Like, I've been doing this for a while, and I've got people like, hey, and I'm just like, oh, hi.
Yeah, we've gotten to meet Derek Mears.
Yep.
He's awesome. He's such a sweet guy. He signed one of our boards for us. We did a Jason board, so he signed that. We met Bill Moseley.
Yep.
And he signed some stuff for us. I scared Linda Blair.
He told us about
that. Yes, yes. I scared her, which I was kind of upset with at first, but now it's like, hey, all right. So that's kind of like an accomplishment for me. But yeah, we do all kinds of fun stuff. And, you know, check us out, Twisted Vines.
All right, guys. So, check out Twisted Vines on Facebook. They got some great stuff. I'm looking at it right now. I'm a fan. All right, this is Jessa Doom. I am out. Hello, everyone. This is Jessa Doom. I am at Rock and Shock 2018. And I have a special guest, Mr. Derek Rook.
Hello, how are you?
So tell us a little about what you do.
I'm an artist and publisher. My publishing company is Rough House Publishing. It was founded in 2011. I started the company basically as a way to publish my own creator-owned material, and we've since branched off into licensed properties as well as creator-owned properties. And we've resurrected old 1980s horror comic books, and we're going to be doing some movie licensed properties as well.
Very cool. So, is there anything up and coming for you?
Well, we have two properties that we've been working on now. One is called The Dead, which was originated by Ralph Griffith and Stuart Kerr from Arrow Comics. And we have Fantico Enterprises' licensed Gore Shriek Resurrecta series that we've been doing once. It's going to be an ongoing series. It's going to come out maybe 3 or 4 times a year. It's like a modern horror anthology comic.
Very
so we
cool.
have the second one coming out the first of the year.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So something we let ask our guests or friends or whoever comes to our lovely show, mm-hmm. do you have a favorite horror movie?
Yes. My favorite horror movie is Lucio Fulci's Zombie.
Very good. All right, my friends, that is Mr. Derek. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
You are nice.
Sure.
And... from Scream Sisters, we are out.
Have a good night, morning, afternoon, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera.